Husker Radio, Tanner Struckman, pleased to be joined on the line with FNBO Legion Baseball President Bob Lindemeyer. Bob, thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Tanner.
You guys had a board meeting last night. There's a lot to cover here. Obviously, Legion has been a kind of an up and down roller coaster of whether or not we'd have a season. It kind of looks like you can potentially get a season in here. And there's a lot to cover, and we will with that as well coming up here in a bit. But first off, let's talk about the elephant in the room that you had a development coach resign. I'd like to clear the air because I understand there's been some inaccurate information been reported, and I'd like to go straight to the president and get the correct information. Did, in fact, the development coach resign? Can I start with that?
Yes, in fact, he did. And I would say that probably – I had something to do with that, and I feel bad about that. And I do not want to see him resign, because Justin has been an integral part of this program and the rebuilding of it. He has spent countless hours working with the boys and putting his blood, sweat, and tears into this program. And I've always appreciated what he's done. Unfortunately, the coronavirus hit as we were getting ready to do tryouts, and that brought everything to a screeching halt. And I tried to follow the guidelines that were being put out. The governor had a directive, no organized sports till May 31st. And clearly there are people who disagree with me on that and don't believe that we need to be hemmed in, so to speak, by the governor's directives. And there was frustration on Justin's part because the parents were asking him when he was going to get the kids out to practice, and I was telling him he couldn't. And I think there was miscommunication that he didn't feel like I had his back. And so he resigned. Part of the reason that I think he resigned was so he could say, well, I'm not a part of Legion anymore, but I'm still going to work with the kids. That's the kind of heart that Justin has for the boys. He's going to continue working with them, even though he's no longer associated with the Legion. So he apparently has been doing that and has, he's got several kids, five or six kids that want to work out. And I have said all along, we cannot stop these kids from working out on their own. We cannot sanction it as a Legion organization. We can't do it as a board. We can't have our coaches involved. And so my understanding was what they were doing was okay within the governor's directive. It was not an organized sport. And so then we got I got a phone call from our Legion rep in this part of the state, and he indicated that a citizen had contacted him and was concerned that our team was out practicing. And I explained, I said, well, I think it's a group of kids that are going out voluntarily on their own. This isn't Legion sanctioned. We're not involved at all. We don't have any coaches out there. The problem was that Justin, I think, was identified by whoever was out there thinking that he was still part of the Legion program. The other thing was they said the kids were wearing Legion hats and maybe Legion t-shirts, and that's not allowable. I think that's kind of ticky-tack, but, the rep was, he was very cordial. He says, I understand the kid probably going to grab his own baseball hat and go out there, but he said, just let them know they can't do that. So I sent out a text message on, let me get my dates. I think Jonas resigned on April 29th. On May 1st is when the rep contacted me. And so I sent out a text to my coaches saying, let's not be going out and having anything organized. We can't have anything to do with the Legion. And I believe that they probably were following that. So then Monday, I received a call from First National Bank of Omaha, and the lady is part of their, I guess, public relations department. Anyway, she said that she had been contacted by a concerned citizen from North Platte, indicating that our team was out practicing in violation of the rules. And we discussed the same things I did with the Legion rep and said, you know, I don't think they're doing this as part of the Legion. They're doing this on their own. Well, she said that, and I'm doing this off my memory, but I thought she said whoever it was tried to confront the individuals, and they were basically blown off. Whoever was out there wasn't listening to them. So I sent another text to my coaches on Monday outlining the conversation I had with the lady from First National Bank. And one of the things that she had told me was it has to stop. You know, this person is saying that they're going to go to the news media and say you guys are violating the rules, and we don't want that. And I agree, we don't want that. We don't want to be known as a program not following the rules. So she said, well, it has to stop or I'm going to go to the legal department. I said, I understand. So I told her we were having a board meeting on Wednesday, that we would address those issues, and I would get back to her first thing this morning. So we then, I sent out this text to my coaches, and we had a board meeting last night. And at the board meeting, you know, there was discussion about, well, you know, who is after us? Who's the one reporting this? And there was never any identification of any one person, and there was never any anyone, you know, that was, I guess, coming forward and saying I'm responsible for making the complaints. So, you know, it's an anonymous complaint. There was some heated discussion about it, and my goal was, I understand we don't like anonymous complaints, but I said I have to respond to First National Bank. So how do you want me to respond? And we came up with a response to give to the bank, and then we moved on to board business. And part of the board business was we decided we're only going to have enough kids for one team. We are not going to be able to start practice till June 1st. And so we probably would do a quick tryout that day and make a decision who all is making the roster. You know, with all of the restrictions on play, we can't allow fans into the ballpark, not into the bleachers. There was discussion about, you know, that might be difficult at Bill Wood Field because we don't have a lot of room outside the bleachers. So those things were discussed. And then we concluded the meeting probably around 8 o'clock. And by the time I got home, I had a phone call from Anthony McCreary asking me why the board had published this story in the Post about him making complaints, and I had no idea what he was talking about. Sometime last night, a story was released by the North Platte Post that identified Anthony McCreary as person making complaints. Said that he actually contacted First National Bank. That's completely inaccurate. I talked to First National Bank. And they've never heard of Anthony McCreary. They don't know who he is. So clearly that's inaccurate, that Anthony was the one behind the complaint. He did relay a complaint to me. He was just letting me know that someone made that complaint. So we discussed, and I told him how I didn't think we were violating the rules, that I thought we had we just had kids that wanted to be out there practicing. And so when I got the phone call from him last night, I asked him to send me the interview, or the, not the interview, but the story off the Post. And when I saw the story, there's some inaccuracies in it. The gist of the story, I think, was to inform the public that Justin Jonas had resigned. Yes, that is true. That is accurate. That I checked my records in the group text that we had with Justin. He indicated he was resigning on April 29th. Again, my records show that Anthony McCreary did not contact me until May 1st with the citizen complaining about our having practices. So the article clearly states that Anthony McCreary contacted First National Bank in Omaha. That's completely untrue. That I talked to the lady again this morning from First National Bank, and again, she says, I don't even know who Anthony McCreary is. She said it was a citizen. So I think that's inaccurate. Then towards the end of the article, it talks about an email that was sent from First National Bank that the North Platte Post had access to. And that's a complete misrepresentation. I think they were given bad information, because what they posted was a text that I had sent to the coaches after I talked to First National Bank on Monday. And I had told them First National Bank got a complaint from a citizen. They are saying that if this doesn't stop, they're going to turn it over to legal. I said, we risk losing our sponsorship. We risk suspensions, whatever. I said, we've got basically till June 1st, a few more weeks. Please, let's just stop this for now. And that is represented in the article as being an email from First National Bank, and they never emailed anything. That was a text that was copied and pasted. And so it's a little disturbing that, a little bit more fact-checking wasn't done on, what the true story was there. As I said, the overall story that Justin Jonas resigned, that's true. And, that's a story I'm not happy about, because I think Justin did a tremendous job for us, and I think all our players really loved him and respected him, and he developed them really well. So it was disappointing that he resigned, and it's the North Platte Post though makes reference to several board members confirmed or were sources for the story. So that leads me to believe that the people that were in that meeting last night either had already talked about this, or they immediately left the meeting and talked to the North Platte Post. There was inaccurate information given. That reflects poorly on me as a board president. I don't think that I can lead this organization anymore because of that. I think clearly I've alienated Justin Jonas, and so I think it's probably best that I just step aside and they get new leadership, because obviously I'm not able to complete that in a manner that the board is happy with. So I have told them that I was going to try and get the correction to the North Platte Post, and that I would be resigning immediately, and that is my intention. So,
Bob Lindemeyer, thank you. Well, thank you for clearing that up. I know this is it's been a convoluted time, and obviously a time. A lot of this is, I think, just misinterpretations maybe of rules, or not even that. And I think there's a lot of confusion in every aspect of this COVID-19 and what you can and what you can't do. It's clear to me, everybody involved with the Legion, the players, the coaches, board members and such, want the best for the kids. They want the best for the program. They just want to play baseball. I think that's pretty clear, and I think everybody had good intentions in all of this. I have no doubt about that. And unfortunately, misinformation gets out, and pretty soon it spreads like wildfire. But I think you would probably agree that everybody had the best of intentions in all of this.
Yeah, as I said, we have, not only Justin Jonas, but other people that devote a great deal of time to the program, and it's all out of the goodness of their hearts. And, I understand parents, they want their kid out there practicing, and they want, they want to see him develop. They want to have him the best ball player they can. My job, I think, as a board president, is to balance that when I'm told, by the governor and by other officials that, you can't have practice. So, is it bending the rules to say that these kids are out there voluntarily? That, the coach who resigned is out there with them. He's no longer part of the program. I guess we, as a board, there were members that concluded that was okay, and there were some members that disagreed with that. Frankly, I told my coaches, don't have anything to do with practices, but if the kids want to go out and work out, they can do that. And I don't know if that was good advice or not, because it's clearly now led to the split of opinion on the board, and it's led to hard feelings on the board. And I think just for the sake of everyone involved, they probably need someone who will come in and lead the program in a better direction.
Bob Lindemeyer again here with I guess I should say formerly now with the North Platte Legion board. Well, Bob, is there anything else I guess we need to touch on? I mean, obviously we want to get back to baseball. I think that's all this dances around the big subject of whether or not we're going to get on the field or not come June. And we certainly hope so. I know June 18th is it's kind of a benchmark for maybe some games, and it's going to be a weird season.
It's
not going to be a postseason. It's not going to look anything like it has in the years past, but all in all, we want to get kids out on the field and play some baseball.
Right. And, and that's really, I think, what saddens me about this is, it's not like we were going to go out and play in a district or a state tournament. This was really going to be a year just to go out and play baseball and enjoy it. And now we have this huge conflict and split, and I don't feel good about that. As far as the other developments that may be coming, I know that there is a statewide American Legion Baseball Board meeting coming up, I think maybe tomorrow. There's been tremendous confusion on whether or not we're even going to have a Legion season. The National American Legion came out and said, we've canceled everything. Nothing is going to be sanctioned. Once I became aware of that, I started telling people, well, we're not going to have a sanctioned season. Well, then the other night, the state had a meeting with coaches and other officials. And some of our board members were on that call, and they said that the state represented to them that the state is going to sanction Legion baseball. And so I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but supposedly there's going to be information coming out on that. So there's misinformation going out there all over the place, and there's unfortunately some hard feelings that have developed. And I just think for the best or betterment of the program that I will step aside and let others more qualified come in and try to write this program.
Bob Lindebyer here. Well, I appreciate the time clearing that up, Bob, and wish you the best of luck. And obviously, we hope to get back to baseball then come mid-June, and we can put all this behind us and we can just have some fun on the baseball diamond.
Absolutely. We just want to play baseball. That's the biggest thing. So I wish the program the best of luck. There's some really good people in there. You know, Lynn Stockel doesn't get enough credit. The guy's been out there for probably 35 years and just, you know, devotes his whole life to the Bill Wood Field. And there's some other elderly folks that come in and help him out. And, you know, I hate to see those people see bad reflection on the Legion. And unfortunately, I think I brought that. So again, I wish the program nothing but the best going forward.
Thank you for your time, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Tanner.